This morning, I am joined by comedian Sam Simmons. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Molly.
I want to start this off with a bit of a different question. Did you go to Brighton High School?
I did go to Brighton High School, yeah.
There you go. So did I.
Oh, there you go. So where I lived in like South Brighton and Hallett Cove and yeah, totally. Was Mr. Kong there when you were still there?
That is literally what I've written down here. Do you remember Mr.
Yeah,
Kong?
Right. Yeah, I love Mr. Kong. Mr. Kong was such a special teacher. Like, he's one of those teachers that should be rewarded for the service he gave, because he was fantastic. And Mr. Crozen, there were amazing teachers there. It was a great school.
So true. My dad went to Brighton as well, and all we do is talk about Mr. Kong. It's great. Now you're a part of that as well, Sam, so welcome.
Yeah, it's very funny. He's lovely.
Now, you've been a very busy bee kicking off your show. Sam Simmons is putting things on his knee to raise awareness for people who not have good knees. You're at the garden. How is it to be back?
It's really nice to be performing again, actually, which sounds like, you know, like it's something that I need to do as an artist. But it's not. It's just really nice to... It's also just nice to be back in Adelaide. I love Adelaide. Mm. Like, and every time I come back, it's just crazy how much I adore it for this 1 month. I know, you know, the rest of the time it's not as fun, but this month is so crazy. And it's just, like, just getting on one of the scooters and scooting down the CBD streets, down to the market to grab some amazing food. It's just, it's the best. I like the whole experience, not just the performing and stuff.
Does it feel special performing in Adelaide again? Like, you've obviously performed all around the world, but to come home each time, is it just nice to probably have more of your family and friends in the audience, that sort of thing?
Kind of. I mean, none of my family are here anymore, and but friends, yeah, definitely. And I love that. I always stay with a dear mate for at least a few nights when I'm here.
Nice.
Yeah, and I bring my family along, like my little girl and my partner. And it is. It's a really nice time. It's way better than the Melbourne Festival.
If only we could get Mr. Kong in the audience, that'd be the real dream.
Well, I did shout out to him a couple of years ago, but he was a bit worried about content. Which was really funny. But, I filmed something with Mr. Kong a few years ago, actually, for the ABC.
Oh, amazing.
He's just such an amazing soul. And also, like, you know, all sorts of stuff with, you know, being a Chinese Australian in a new country and of, you know, a sexuality that's, you know, not really the conformist kind of thing in a place like Adelaide. He was just a really special person to have, I think, in our lives in that respect.
What can audiences expect from this show?
Look, it's a bit of a piss take on celebrity, and I guess, you know, like, you know, celebrities, like, oh, it's the same as like everybody else as well, non-celebrities as well, like, really, I'm going to give up for a call on Facebook and you like something, you feel like you've changed the world. So it's a little bit of a piss take on that kind of stuff, but not really. It's really stupid at the same time. So it's a whole lot of, like, you know, those gossip gurus like Angela Bishop and that Richard guy, the really camp guy?
Yeah.
So I spill gossip on the celebrities I know. So I've met like quite a few people like Pierce Brosnan and Liam Neeson. So I've made up all these stories about them. It's really fun. So it's just stupid. It's an hour of lies. It's really fun.
That's what we like. We like a bit of lying. That's good. What is it like being a funny guy like yourself when you step off the stage? Do you feel the pressure to be kind of the funny guy at the dinner party or the funny guy at home? Does it ever switch off?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I'm normal as. people kind of freak out and probably don't think I am, but no, I'm normal. I'm really normal. I'm normal. But yeah, no, I mean, I'm not like, I'm not going crazy all the time. It would wear me out. I'll be honest with you, it's naturally, you know what I mean? Like, I think that there's a real, this is like me getting political about comedy, but don't do comedy if you're not funny. You've got to have naturally funny bones if you're going to be funny. There's like enough smart asses out there. I'm sick of seeing comedians that are like, you know what I mean? Like, just alpha males from school that I remember from school just going, hang on a minute, why are you suddenly funny? This is the domain of the beaten people. It's, you know, ugly people who should be doing comedy, not good-looking people. So I have,
so true.
I guess I'm pretty naturally myself off stage as well. Anyway.
Do you feel like this year is so special? Obviously, no other festivals are happening right now other than the Adelaide Fringe. Is it almost like a sense of this is so cool every time that you are stepping out onto that stage?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, last year I was only here for a week. And the very next day was full lockdown across the country after I finished my run, which was extraordinary. And now to be back is, I mean, it feels like a blip of a year. But and it's really good to be. It's kind of nice to be here with a new show as well, because most people I've realised are just returning with return seasons of old shows, which is like, I don't understand, because you had a full year of doing nothing.
Exactly.
You could have at least written something.
I just don't
get it. Like, there's so many return seasons. It's like, what, you were that emotionally affected by the pandemic? I mean, as an artist, yeah, I made no money and stuff, but I had plenty of time.
Yeah, so true.
Lazy.
Well, if you want to catch Sam's new show, you can. You're going to be performing at The Garden through until the 21st of March. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Molly.